We want to check in now in Egypt. Earlier this morning, Egyptian police once again postponed their threat to crack down on two sit-ins in Cairo, in which tens of thousands of supporters of ousted President Morsi are gathered, despite warnings from the police, who've made this threat for more than a week now, but so far no follow-through. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Cairo. Peter, what is the thinking that the Egyptian police might be waiting for?
Well, there hasn't been any official explanation, although some officials say they're trying to avoid unnecessary violence. The police could be assessing how the protesters plan to defend the camps and how best to proceed. There are some in the interim government who are very eager to get these demonstrators off the streets and restore order. But there's others who are advocating caution. Even before all of this unrest and confusion, people here like to talk about Egyptian time, in which 5 minutes could mean anything from an hour to several hours. So the fact that police action didn't start right away is really not that surprising. The real question seems to be, are they still serious about besieging these two camps of backers of ousted President Mohamed Morsi? And so far, we haven't heard anything to suggest otherwise.
Yeah, but I'm imagining there's real tension because there have been at least two incidents after the ouster of President Morsi in which his supporters were shot at by the forces there and killed. What's it like in the camps? What's the tension level?
The camps are two basic camps. There's a larger one in Nasser City and a second smaller camp in Giza, which is near Cairo University. I've been to one of the camps recently. It features, large numbers of women and children, families. They were playing a soccer match yesterday. There's piles of sandbags, however, around the perimeters and other barricades at the entrances. I've seen large metal shields mounted on rolling stands. There's piles of rocks. I haven't seen anything amounting to any heavier weaponry than that. There is a certain amount of stockpiling of necessities, but nothing near what would be required to hold out for any length of time against an effective siege. And the plan, of course, we'll have to see how it evolves.
Yeah, well, what do you think we will see? Interior Ministry officials said yesterday that they would move in slowly. They'd cut off shipments of food and water to the camps, eventually further block them. So maybe a slow strangling of the camps, and do you think that'll be effective?
Well, there's two levels to that question. I mean, if they stick to the plan that they've outlined in a sort of anonymous briefing so far, the first step would be to establish police control of the entrances to these camps. Currently, they're being checked by Muslim Brotherhood volunteers. If the police gain control, they say they would then let people leave, but they would not let people, food, water, or supplies into the camps. The electricity would be cut, and the idea would be to make it even more uncomfortable for folks there than it is now, in hopes that the majority of them would leave. If that doesn't work, then you would see tear gas. There's been mention of birdshot. The authorities say they do not want to use live ammunition, but as you mentioned, it has been used in the past. And in these crowded, difficult areas, you can imagine that the potential for injuries and loss of life remains very high.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Peter, we have about a minute here. What do we know about the ousted President Morsi?
Well, they have just renewed his detention orders for another 15 days. That's how they do it here in about half a month since. And these relate to charges that he colluded with Hamas Palestinian militants in Gaza in 2011. That was relating to prison breaks. And that's providing the basis for holding Mr. Morsi for now. His supporters believe those charges are just a pretext for keeping him away from his backers, keeping them from getting even more fired up. But as we've seen in recent weeks, they don't seem to need any other incentive. They're plenty fired up right now.
NPR's Peter Kenyon with the very latest live from Cairo. Peter, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
And the latest news is next, here and now.